Ontario's driver training system under fire. The May 12th audit revealed a shocking lack of oversight in Ontario's driver training system, leaving thousands of commercial drivers unregulated. The report found that some truck driving schools issued entry-level training certificates without providing the required minimum training hours, while regulators failed to inspect dozens of schools offering commercial driver instruction. This raises serious concerns about the safety of these drivers on the roads. With only 3% of vehicles on Ontario roads involved in 12% of fatal crashes, it's clear that something needs to be done to address this issue. The audit examined Ontario's Class A commercial driver licensing system, which governs tractor-trailer operators. The report noted that large commercial trucks account for a relatively small percentage of vehicles on the road, but are involved in a disproportionate number of fatal crashes. This suggests that the current regulations may not be effective in preventing accidents involving these vehicles. The audit found evidence of falsified student records and schools failing to maintain documentation proving students completed required instruction. This is a serious breach of trust between regulators and the public, and it's clear that more needs to be done to prevent this kind of abuse. The fact that some schools were able to get away with this for so long highlights the need for stricter regulations and more effective oversight. The report also criticized the lack of coordination between the Ministry of Colleges, Universities, Research Excellence and Security, MCURES, and the Ministry of Transportation, MTO. This lack of communication has allowed unregulated schools to continue operating, putting drivers at risk. It's clear that a more coordinated approach is needed to address this issue. The audit found that 6 unregistered schools were still booking road tests as recently as June 2025, despite being previously investigated and penalized by regulators. This suggests that the current system is not effective in preventing unregulated schools from operating. The fact that these schools were able to continue operating for so long highlights the need for more effective oversight. The report also questioned Ontario's licensing requirements, noting that drivers with demerit points, suspensions, or convictions could still obtain Class A or D commercial licenses. This raises serious concerns about public safety and the ability of regulators to prevent accidents involving these drivers. The province accepted all 13 recommendations outlined in the audit, which will likely lead to significant changes in the driver training system. The fact that the province is taking steps to address this issue highlights their commitment to public safety and the need for effective oversight. Following the report's release, Ontario Minister of Colleges and Universities Nolan Quinn said every career college offering commercial truck driver training would be inspected within 6 weeks. This is a positive step towards addressing the issue, but it's clear that more needs to be done to prevent unregulated schools from operating in the future. The audit highlights the need for stricter regulations and more effective oversight in Ontario's driver training system. The fact that thousands of commercial drivers are unregulated raises serious concerns about public safety, and it's clear that more needs to be done to address this issue.